Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Clinton Cave.
Hey, I'm Christian Anthony.
And I'm Mitchell Cave.
And I'm Jerry Bryant. This is the JBTV podcast. I have in the studio Chase Atlantic. This is an awesome, awesome show. You guys are going to be playing live for us?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and this is your first television thing in America?
This is our first television appearance in the U.S., yes.
Wow, this is so exciting. They're coming up next. Chase Atlantic on this edition of JBTV.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, the respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
So here we are. Welcome to the brand new edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. You know, I do this show for 35 years for only one reason, to expose brand new bands at the beginning and to put you guys on TV when it means the most. And that's what JBTV is all about.
Thank you.
And you know how to rock and roll. What great songs. What great stage presence.
Thank you.
It's amazing. So let's get all your names here.
Yeah, I'm Clinton Cave.
I'm Christian Anthony.
And I'm Mitchell Cave.
And this is a great edition of JBTV. Chase Atlantic is in the studio, and they're playing on this edition of the show. What's our first song
going to
be?
It's going to be Swim. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I have a music video for that one as well.
Yeah.
Go and check that
so
out.
So tell us about this song.
We wrote it a few months ago when we were in our studio in LA, in Los Angeles. And we were working with a guy called DJ Swish. Uh-huh. So it was like a session. So we do a few sessions every now and then, even though we do everything ourselves. We like to kind of have sessions and bring in new creative flow into
different
the studio.
And
it just happened instantly, like straight away. We're just standing in the studio and we're working on this beat and then we're like, all right, let's lay it down.
I was outside playing basketball and because we're just having a break and Mitchell comes out and he's like, what about Swim? And then he just like started singing it, just made it up, and I was like, that's amazing. Yes, let's do that. Then we went right back to the studio and recorded it and finished the song off in like a week or 2 weeks.
It's a very Australian thing to swim, I think.
it's swimming in both a physical context and a mental swimming through emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do it right here, right now at Chase Atlantic with Swim. This is JBTV from downtown Chicago.
Let's welcome Warner Music's Chase Atlantic to the stage.
You know this one? Hey, yeah.
I bet you feel it now, babe. Especially since we've only known each other one day. But I've got to work shit out, babe. I'm exercising demons, gotta run around the block now. The location draw now. Pedal to the floor like you're running from the cops now. Oh, what a cop.
Hey.
What is getting caught? Let me in your shine. Out in California. station. Luckily I've heard and it's saying that's what. The case in jar now, pedal to the floor. I can run in front of cops now. Oh, what a cop. Oh, oh, yeah. You pick the dance with the devil and you locked out, babe. But it's getting cold and damn it, in your version soon. Out in California, I've been for a trick soon. So hard to ignore, especially when I'm smirking soon. But it's on my shoulders.
So much for coming out. I know it's very, very early, the breakfast show, but we're up. This is the earliest we've been up in a very long time, so appreciate y'all. Thank you. Who's ready for the next one?
So welcome back to JBTV. We have a lot of great music on this edition of the show. Chase Atlantic is in the studio. Give me some background on you guys.
Some young Australian boys. We grew up on the east coast of Australia. Yeah, we've just been making music since we were young little lads, and we've been loving it ever since, and we just love it. The more and more we create, it becomes more wholesome.
It's your life passion, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
So when did you first start having an interest in music?
Very young.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We've all had different hobbies. Like, Clinton was a swimmer. Mitchell was going to be a farmer. I wanted to play cricket, but just music just over everything. We just decided that this is the one path that we all wanted. Mm.
There was, like, that turning point as well. We realized, I want to turn this into a career.
Yeah.
Rather than just a hobby. Like, because we were having a lot of fun with the hobby. It started out as almost like a, like, you play video games, you know what I mean? That was, like, making music for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd play games. We'd be like, actually, I think it'd be kind of more fun to play, like, make some music right now.
Because every time you do something, you would have a sound in your head
for
it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like an actual game to us. Like, not a game as in it doesn't mean a lot to us, but, like, we treat it as something that's fun to do.
Hey,
like,
I've seen these gamers. They don't treat it like it's...
Yeah, they treat it like it's real shit.
Yeah, and if anybody gets in their way, like someone like trying to bug them or something,
exactly.
You got to get out of here and go to school or do this. No, this is more important.
You got a passion, you follow it.
Yeah. And that's the only way to live life because life is so short.
Exactly.
And all the great artists, they gave up everything and put 100% of their time
into
their music. You
know?
That's what we do.
That's what I do with JBTV. I live and breathe this thing.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. So what's next on our JBTV stage?
Do you want to tell them what's next?
Next is Triggered, a song we wrote a while ago. So enjoy.
Cool. And tell us about this one.
Triggered is one we wrote from more of a perspective. It wasn't really a real life story.
It's a story. It's fictional because it doesn't really, like, we're not violent people.
But it's a very aggressive
violent song.
It's something that you'd imagine in your head as a young
boy,
you know, like jealousy as a rage when you're young because you can't control your emotions. So stuff you'd imagine in your head.
Pisses you off and you're just sitting there and you go,
you make some story up.
Like in your head, you're just like,
it's like living up those moments you have when you're trying to fall asleep and you have some crazy story. It's pretty much like that.
And it keeps you awake all night.
Yeah, it keeps you awake. Sometimes you just come in and you just beat up the boyfriend or some, you know, just how it is. Typical stuff. But that's what it's about.
Cool. Well, here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage with Chase Atlantic.
This one's called Chicken. Yeah. Sing along if you know the words. I'm having like a mad deja vu right now. And just for the record, I think this is our first TV performance in America. So thank you guys, we're making history together. Appreciate it. JBTV.
So welcome back to JBTV. This is a great edition of a show. Plus, we've been giving away some signed set lists and posters. How do you like your posters, huh?
Yeah, cool.
I love it.
This is one of our first, we're calling this a breakfast club, even though you're watching late at night probably right now. It's early in the morning
We're taping this. Way too early to be drinking a beer as well.
And to get an actual crowd to show up. That is so cool.
On a Monday. It's
naughty girls, they should be at school. They should not be.
No, they're here for you, so that's good.
They've missed something to be here, so they're probably going to get in trouble back home, but it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Because
it's a piece of rock and roll history, you know? Yeah, have you been to Chicago before?
We have.
Twice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful city. We love Chicago. The supporters here, great fun. Everybody goes crazy as well. Like, it's great.
The last time we were here, performed a headline show, and it was, like, sold out. We were stoked. We've never, like, because we come from Australia, coming to the States, and traveling to places you've never been before and having people know who you are and come to shows.
It's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, because you don't realize how much music touches people in so many different
ways. Exactly,
you know?
And it's so good, like, hearing all the individual stories about why they like the music, what they like about it, and it's just it's a very beautiful thing.
Cool. Well, stay tuned. We have a lot of music with Chase Atlantic on this edition of JBTV.
Up here for Jared.
Welcome back to JBTV. I have Chase Atlantic in the studio. This is their first television appearance here in America. You should be so honored to be watching this show right now because you're seeing this band at the beginning when it means the most. Have you done any late night TV shows yet?
No, we haven't.
Hey, Jimmy Kimmel, come on. This would be a great band. Stephen Colbert over there on CBS.
Come on.
Coco Conan over on TBS. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching this.
Ellen.
Yeah. Ellen as well. It's not late night.
Can you guys do dances with her?
Oh, probably not.
Honestly,
probably not.
Probably can't keep up. This one.
Oh, damn. All right. you see this, Ellen?
It's a made-up dance.
The moves that keep on moving you. So what's next on JBTV?
We got Drugs and Money.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
okay.
This one's pretty straightforward.
I like this song. Yeah, because you got to have a lot of money to have the good drugs.
Yes,
you know?
It's true, but if you do drugs, you can also lose money.
Oh, and you can lose a lot of money.
You can lose a lot more than money also. So you got to find the fine line between doing drugs recreationally and making money.
It's all about moderation.
Yes.
And knowing your limit. Because, you know, some people can only drink one beer and get all screwed up.
Exactly.
Others can do like 10, you know.
Excuse me.
You had your one beer limit already.
He sabotaged us because he didn't even say drugs and money in the chorus.
Uh-huh.
And we're singing the harmony.
Yeah, we're singing the harmony.
And singing the wrong word. You're singing some other.
I said drugs and all this money. Because otherwise it would just be drugs and money.
Thanks for telling me.
So we had to switch it up for the performance, but it's chill.
Cool. Well, here it is right now. Chase Atlantic with Drugs and Money on your show from downtown Chicago.
You guys know the name of this one? What's this one called? That's what I'm talking about. It's like a quiz, I feel. This one called Drugs and Money. Everybody just like, catch a vibe. Hey.
Drugs and money, 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 drugs and money
Thank you very much. So I'm very curious how you're all here, by the way. It's 11 on a Monday morning. You guys are crazy. I'm sure you've missed something to be here, so thank you.
So here we are. Welcome back to JBTV. I'm Jerry Bryant in the studio with Chase Atlantic. They're awesome, awesome band. And when they're on tour, go to their shows, pick up their merchandise, and buy stuff, you know, because that's how you support the band.
Supporting the artist, yes. Yeah. But also, it's really cool, so just buy it because it looks cool.
Yeah. And you can be good friends with the band. Oh, that's one of your songs.
Yeah, Friends.
Tell us
good
about
segue.
This one.
All right, so we wrote Friends a while back. It's actually, yeah. It kind of blew up on...
This is a moldy oldie?
It is. We still love it, though. Yeah. It's one of those ones, because there's a lot of songs you make in the past, and you're like, don't really feel the same way about it, but this is one of those ones that kind of just...
A little bit more timeless, I think.
It's a lot of fun to play live as well. I think we have a lot of fun with that one.
And the crowd just jams out.
Yeah.
All their hands go up and...
I feel like for a lot of people, it would be the first time they've heard us as that song, so I think it's important that we keep it with us. And yeah, timeless song, like Karen said.
It kind of... It got viral on YouTube and Vine, actually.
Wow.
There's a lot of Vines made with this song.
Vine was still alive.
Yeah.
So that must have been exciting when you first saw your stuff getting numbers. Like, oh, look, there's like...
Yeah. I remember when we broke a million streams on Spotify for Friends, because it was the first one to break a million. We were like, here we go. And now it's on like, I don't even know, what's it, like 15 million?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fantastic. Yeah. Great stuff, yeah.
Well, your music is touching people in so many different ways.
Yes.
Think of all the relationships that you're having right now to their music.
So thank you, guys. We're making history together. Appreciate it. JBTV. All right, who's ready for the next one?
Okay, what's next on JBTV?
We have Intuit.
Oh, tell us about this song.
Yes. Okay, so Intuit's kind of about the transition in lifestyle because, like I said, we come from Australia. And moving to Los Angeles is a very intense change in lifestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Completely different culture.
And it's about kind of adapting to the environment around you. So there's a lot more partying going on. Like the song says, this mental pressure got me popping pills. Like you're getting involved in this lifestyle, but at the same time you're into it. You know what I mean?
It's
bad change. For you, but it's like it's good for you at the same time. Yeah. So that's what the song's about.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. Here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage.
All right, who's ready for the next one? I'm going to quickly move this out of the way. I don't know what this is. Yeah. You guys know this one? Let me see those hands up real quick. Get those hands up for me. Hey, yeah. What you doing on the other side? Just tell me what you doing with that other guy. Cause I ain't got patience to slow down the pace. So your girlfriends are wasted, they need it, they chase her. Face it, you want it, you crave it. Believe when I say that you know. course of this one. Let me see all her stands up one time. And just say, bounce. Hey, hey, hey. You guys like that one? Nice. So you're all here because you know who we are, but just in case, for those people at home, we're Chase Atlantic. Come mess with us.
Awesome. Guys having fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
We've got an ice cold Coca-Cola, though.
Damn. I love Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Sponsor us.
You know, I've been drinking this crap for 30-some years. They haven't given us 1 cent.
What the heck, dude?
You know,
what's up with
fuck
that?
Coca-Cola. No.
I don't agree. I love you, Coca-Cola. Don't listen to this man.
Fuck Coca-Cola. I'm a Jerry.
Here we are back on JBTV with Chase Atlantic in the studio. What's next?
We have Angeline. Yes.
Is this a real person?
Yes. Angeline is a real person, but we changed the name because you can't say the real person's name. Oh. Otherwise, it'd be too forward. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you gotta make them guess that it's about them. Uh-huh. You want them to think about it.
It's better if they're like, oh, is this about me?
That way you don't get in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can't get any lawsuits from changing the name, can you?
But the real person behind this will know, right?
I think she knows.
I believe she knows. Yeah. I think she knows.
She does.
No, she'll be coming after you for royalties.
Oh,
soon. No.
Dude, she's come after me for a lot of things.
Yeah, she sure has.
Well, cool. Well, intro the song then.
Yeah, here's Angeline.
Okay, right here, right now on JBTV with Chase Atlantic.
All right, we're going to switch up the vibe real quick. Who's ready for Angeline? Alright, let's get beautiful. Why do you have to go and do it time? Your psychopathic self went and cut the brakes out my car. If I survive, he probably gonna sin. And if I die, she'll make sure that I'm 6 feet under her. Thank you, guys.
And we have one more song.
One more.
Okay, are you ready to do it?
Okay.
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 Okay. Well, what's the name of the song?
Okay. It's okay. Okay.
Well, I know it's okay, it's okay, so let's. I know.
Well, I'll tell you the name of the song now. It's okay. Okay. Yeah, no, okay, so. It's okay. Is about just the same as Into It, I guess. Just mm-hmm. like it's a bit more upbeat though.
Yeah, a bit more crazy, a bit more like getting into it was kind of the taster, whereas Okay is a little bit more like we're in the thick of it, and it's like
yeah, it's like just completely accepting the yeah. environment around you.
And yeah, it's all okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a lot. It's really fun to end the set, like the set
so much
with Okay, because it's
such a hype song.
It's a hype song. It's like. I wouldn't say it's easy. It is kind of easy to play. It's just, it's kind of evil and heavy, but like.
It's kind of uplifting because the chord progression is like a major.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, shout out to Jesse and Pat, who are our bass guitarist and our drummer. And they're shred on stage. They kill it. So that's a great song to end with.
You have such a great crew around you, too. Yeah.
Amazing.
You know,
amazing.
Everybody's just doing their thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We got a young team as well. And I think right now, coming up with so many bands and stuff and so many people following like the old formula in some ways, like it's great to have a young team around you.
There's a lot of people who kind of look at the team and go, oh, should I trust them? Mm-hmm. They're a bit young. Like, but I think we're making a standpoint here.
There's nothing. This is like you're doing.
You'd be surprised. You know. Like you go a lot of venues and you have like these very narrow-minded kind of venue.
Old farts.
I mean, they're not old farts. They're just very stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
And so they take one look at us and they go.
Too young.
I hate these guys already.
No.
But it's
we
chill.
Play a
we always
songs and they're usually pretty happy afterwards. They're like, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Well, you can never judge the band by how young they look, you know, because they've had road experience, which puts years on you. You know, just one tour, and you've done so many. Now, how many tours have you done?
This is our fourth.
Wow.
Fourth. Our fourth in the U.S.
We did, no, third in the U.S.
Is it third in the U.S.?
Fourth, because we went to Black Bear. And then we did two.
Oh, six then.
Six, because we did two Australian ones, and we were just little bubs, little cubs.
We only started touring the U.S. like 5 months ago, though.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, we spent a lot of time in the studio because we're a self-production band. We engineer and mix everything, so we spend like, I don't know, 8 years just learning how to produce and make music. And now, only 5 months ago, we started the touring aspect.
Stage wasn't our first priority, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we were always just like...
You had to get your craft down right.
Exactly. Yeah. We had to get it down right, and then we kind of adapted to the live element, and we're like, all right, this kind of works.
I fully forgot about the live element. Like, I don't know why.
You just get in the studio, you get to sing away, and you're just creating, and then you're like, oh, shit, I have to play this live.
We have to open up for people, we got to perform.
And I made it so creative, I'm not going to remember this little part.
It's good, though. It's really good. It helps build your confidence, helps build, like, your presence in general. I mean, we've only been touring, like I said, in the U.S. for 5 months, and we've already grown so much.
You've already got it. You guys have it. So, well, stay tuned. We have a lot of great music on this edition of JBTV with Chase Atlantic.
JBTV.
JBTV.
Hey. Yeah. So we got one more for you. Who's ready for it? You guys have to go crazy, though, because we don't want to be the only ones up here going crazy. Can we do that? I'm talking keep those hands up in the air the whole time. This one's called Okay.
Yeah. Hands up.
Well, there you go, the JBTV podcast. Hope you've enjoyed Chase Atlantic. What a great band. What great performances. These guys are going places. So when they're in a city near you, make sure you check them out on tour, buy their merchandise, and support the band. You know, do those retweets and all that kind of stuff
retweets,
and love
likes,
them and all that.
Listen
know?
To
follow
us.
Follow our personal pages.
Follow my personal page.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for being on JBTV.
Thank you very much.
You guys are
thank
amazing.
You're a legend, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, no, you're the legend.
Appreciate you.
Because this is history in the making. Sure rock is. And roll history number one with Chase Atlantic. So until next time, it's Jerry Bryant from the Windy City saying bye-bye, stay high, and but of course, keep on rocking and rolling with the best music, the best artists, and are always right here on JBTV like Chase Atlantic.
There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast. JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.